Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad.
وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Through the blessings of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have come back once again with another episode all the way from Durban, South Africa, in the respective company of our Honorable Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari Sallamahul Bari. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once we have welcomed all the viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to be commencing with our discussion, as our topic for this evening will be rotating around killing and massacring, dear viewers. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to analyze from our discussion of today the importance of human life. And together with that, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we have some kalams and some madani pearls which we have in between the program to rejuvenate our spirits, to increase the levels of our iman, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And together with our Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we request the viewers to be with us until the end of today's program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Remember, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed humans with the distinctive title of best creation. Allahu Akbar. Best creation, after honoring him, the ranks of superiority, nobility, knowledge and eminence. This is the maqam of humans. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Which animals do not have, Mawlana Sahib. This is the distinctive quality of a human being alone. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And after Allah Azza wa Jalla has crowned humans with this crown of dignity, nobility, He Azza wa Jalla announced the reverence of His life in His glorious book known as Al-Quran. Subhanallah. And in the book, yani in the Holy Quran Pak, He Azza wa Jalla on many places has spoken about insan, about the blessings, yani about the ni'mat and the bounties He Azza wa Jalla has given to insan. So Islam has given the mindset to every individual of protecting the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the human, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the human life from various aspects, subhanallah. And this is what we are going to be analyzing in program. How important is the life of a human being, dear viewers of Madani Channel? The dignity and elevation Islam has given to the human life can be understood from the blessed ayat of the Quran Pak, from the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And see, in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak, He Azza wa Jalla has made it very clear when He says, فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. It is as if He had given, yani saved life to all mankind. So the one who causes murder on the earth causes destruction, and the one who saves a life, subhanallah, He saves humanity, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. So there are many other ayat in the Holy Quran Pak in which He Azza wa Jalla speaks about protecting life. Even this is the reason why in Islam we call suicide as haram. It is declared as haram, as forbidden, because saving life has immense importance in Islam, and Islam promotes people to protect the dignity, the izzat, and the life of others. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So please stay with us until the end of this program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and we are going to explore and learn more about the human life, the importance of not taking one's life, the importance of saving the lives of others, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And from this, maybe through the blessings of this program, Mawlana Sahib, not only we would learn about protecting the life of others, even the honor and dignity of others as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So let's get started, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have some questions for our Honorable Mawlana Ziyad Sahib Qibla, mashallah, who joins us, mashallah, in this program called Reformation of the Ummah, Alhamdulillah, where we discuss topics and discussions that are affecting our society. We discuss those matters which have largely ruined our society, Mawlana Sahib, destroyed many families out there. And killing, massacring is something which is happening on a large scale, Mawlana Sahib. Unfortunately, people do not value the lives of others. And in some countries, for the little value of a single rand, 2 rands, 10 rands, in our country, in South Africa, someone could lose his life for a value of a rand more. So somebody could take the life of another person just so that he could steal and rob the person for a single penny, for a rand. And in other countries, for various other reasons, people are killing each other between brothers, between siblings, between relatives. I mean, this was news. Two brothers were in an argument, heated argument, in the fit of rage, Mawlana Sahib. And as his two brothers fought with each other for a long while, as you could see, it was something which it was a visual that could be seen. And the sad part is that the mother, who, of course, given birth to both the kids, both the children who are in the adulthood, are fighting over land. The dispute is over wealth of the dunya. And this fight lasted for a good quite of, many minutes. And in those 10 minutes, you could say 10 to 15 minutes, this fight was so heated that as the mother intervened in between to stop the fight, she was shot dead. She had lost her life as she stepped in between the two sons, the two brothers who were fighting with one another for the sake of land, zameen, wealth of the dunya. So this type of news, Mawlana Sahib, we often hear about deaths taking place, and sometimes it could be as a small teenage taking the life of some adult, and sometimes because of a mistake, sometimes because of dunya chakras such as love, family relationships, tension, anxiety, problems. Can Mawlana Sahib shed some light on this aspect with regards to, give us some ahadith with regards to not taking the life of a person? What has the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the books of ahadith mentioned to motivate the ummah at large, in fact, humanity itself?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mazur, you mentioned some very important. Actually, if we look towards these killings, murders, massacres, what is the primary reason behind it? Yes, we can say that it was a dispute, that there was a fight, that there were battles, or whatever it be that took place. But if we look a little bit deeper, that why, how come it went to the extent of taking someone's life, causing someone's death? We would realize that primarily, it is the lack of value for the human life that has caused it. Lack of value for the human life, that we don't realize the value, the honor, the importance of a human life. And when people don't pay attention to this, then over trivial matters, really over trivial matters that could mean so little, or we can say in comparison to the value of a human life, it means nothing. But over trivial matters, people are taking each other's life. Like Huzur mentioned the example of children taking a parent's life. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us ahadith regarding the value of human life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, mentioned an ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the one who saves a life. The one who saves a life, it is as if he has saved the entire humanity. Allah. And the one who just takes a life, it's as if he has killed the entire humanity.
Allahu
because
Akbar.
Life is so sacred in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you save that life, Allah azza wa jal gave it. Allah azza wa jal gave it. All the ni'mas that we receive
Allahu
are due to
Akbar.
Us having received the ni'mah of life. If we didn't have life, so how will we have the vehicles we have, the homes we have, the family we have, the food we have? None of that can benefit us when we don't have life. A lifeless person, we take him and we place him in the qabr. Why? Because his place is not the dunya anymore. He doesn't receive benefit from these ni'mas anymore. His time is to go into the dust, to go into the soil.
Allah.
So this human life that we have is the center. It is the central ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal bless us with, through which we can receive other ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken of the life of life itself and the life of a believer, the blood of a believer. Where Rasulullah ﷺ looked towards the Kaaba and spoke to the Kaaba and said, how glorious you are, O Kaaba. And Rasulullah ﷺ said that the honor and the blood of a believer, the believer's life is even more valuable than you. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave such value to the human life. We should be looking, you know, we are an honored creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an honorable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be looking towards saving life, not taking life. Saving lives. It is the way of animals to just take lives. But us as such an esteemed creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal if we look towards saving lives instead of taking lives. Now there are so many different ways and reasons for which lives are taken, but, and Husul mentioned a few, and there are so many more, I'm sure we'll discuss a few more during the program, during this episode. However, but I wanted to draw our attention to the primary cause of these killings and these murders and these massacres. It is the lack of value, the lack of knowledge, the lack of feeling towards the honor and the value of human life.
Allah
protect us and grant us understanding of the true value of human life.
Allahu Akbar. Ameen. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thumma Ameen. And this is where, Mansa, we understand Islam is so sensitive on this matter.
Absolutely.
Even if a person had frightened another believer with his eyes, he is condemned, Mansa. A person is stopped. And Islam would not allow you to scare another person, leave alone taking the life of another person. And therefore, there are such things out there, for example, explaining the person of the sin this is to take your life. If a person who commits suicide, Islam has given the adab and the punishments of that. So a person could hear about the outcome of this action and he would stop himself from taking his own life. Likewise, Islam has put emphasis on not taking the life of others as well and the punishments if a person does so. So whether it is your own life or someone else's life, Islam wants you to protect both at all times. Ki khud ki bhi jaan na le aur oro ki jaan bhi na le. But unfortunately, Mohsen, if you have a look at the global stats as to in a year, what is the number and the figure of people who commit suicide? It's Allahu Akbar. It's, we can't say this with surety, Mohsen, is only increasing. Every year, these figures only increase and they do not decrease. However, dear viewers of Madinah channel, a time has come now where we understand and we reflect upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these Mubarak and blessed statements of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which teaches us how to save life, how to value human life. Allahu Akbar. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, listening to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this beautiful hadith, Mawlana Sahib, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has condemned the murderer of humanity, and not in one muasa, but in several ahadith which we have mentioned, but inshallah azza wa jalla we are going to mention one or two here to keep in view the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is narrated that the most major of the sins are to commit shirk, dear viewers. What is that? Associating partnership with Allah azza wa jalla, kill someone, disobey parents, and bear false witness. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. From amongst the major sins, association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take the life of another person unjustly, disobeying parents and bear false witness. Allahu Akbar. From this hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that we deduce that amongst the major sins, killing someone comes right at the top of the list. After shirk, yani associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, out of the matters of hukukul ibad, yani the rights of people, the first matter to be questioned will be the unjust murderer.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. Therefore, our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, first matter to be dealt among people will be the matter of bloodshed, killing someone. And do you think we could ever escape this, dear viewers? Do you think we would ever be able to hide away from this question if we have unjustly taken the life of another person over the matters which Mawlana Sahib had mentioned? And Mawlana Sahib, I do want to mention a few on Madini channel so that the viewers of Madini channel also have an idea as to what level people would go to, and just have a little look into the stats, Mawlana Sahib, so that we have an idea as to what are some of the reasons why people take the lives of others. And astaghfirullah, it's really something, you know, which made my heart very sad to hear, Mawlana Sahib. For example, these are some of the highlights with regards to any of the headlines that made headlines when these incidents have occurred at that time. So some of them are a neighbor, Mawlana Sahib, was shot to death due to the disagreement amongst children.
Ya Allah.
Allahu Akbar. A neighbor being shot to death due to the disagreement amongst children. Now, these are some of the examples, dear viewers, and we all hear, besides people robbing others, doing house robbery, business robbery, these are those matters which families can resolve.
Yes.
Which our society could resolve in a very good way. But for the smaller brother to backchat and yell at the bigger brother, or for vice versa, whatever happens, and then guns are pulled out, knives are pulled out, and such threats are given, and such threats sometimes last for generations to come. Some generations are on the fourth or fifth generation, and the problems stem from the forefathers. Kitne sadiyan and centuries and decades have passed, but that disagreement is still in the progeny of the children. Cousins are not talking to each another because of the very same problem. So a neighbor was shot dead due to the disagreement amongst children. Another news said a 14-year-old servant killed due to not feeding the dog Munna Sahib. Allahu Akbar. To what level is that anger? To what level is that jihalat and ignorance that a person shoots a 14-year-old servant due to not feeding the dog Munna Sahib? Another news channel had mentioned an addict killed his mother. This type of news we often hear, dear viewers. Another news channel had mentioned an 8th-year student beaten to death. Why? Because the student came late to school, Mansa.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. Beaten to death due to coming late to school. Can this ever be a reason to lose your life, dear viewers? According to one report, body of a 30-year-old lady found in the rubbish, Mansa. Killed by the hammer and blows by the hammer, and that caused the head to burst, Mohsab. The brains, everything was out. She lost her life. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls, dear viewers of Madinah channel. A son kills his mother and two sisters over the greed of land. So this list could continue and continue, because in every society, in every country, in every city and town, there are such situations due to the greed of the dunya, due to the greed of the world. People are doing all of this, Mawlana Sahib, just to attain. Yes.
It is such a shame that, you know, when you are mentioning this, Huzoor was mentioning the reasons for the killing as well. That so and so did this example, there was a dispute among the children, and one neighbor shot another neighbor. And a child came late to school, and thus she was beaten. It just makes me think that, is this the price of human life that people
Allahu
consider?
Allahu Akbar.
Have we exchanged Allahu something Akbar. That is so valuable? For this, that over little disagreements. Over little disagreements, what I think hurts us the most, every murder and every killing hurts us so badly. But what hurts you the most is where you have a child, whether it be a child who is little or a child that has grown up, but child of a parent is the child of a parent. And
Bishop.
Until the day we die, we will be the children of our parents.
Bishop.
A child killing a parent, do we realize that the parent was the means of bringing us to life? The parent was the means of bringing us to life. How do we find the courage to be the means of bringing the parent or putting the parent to death?
Allah.
The direct opposite. All the rahmah that the parent had upon us, all the mercy the parent had, all the parent did, all the sacrifices, and at the end of the day, there is so little value being given to the life of the parent, the one who was the means of giving
Allahu
us life.
Akbar.
The parent, through our parents, we came to life. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah Azza wa Jal grants life. Allah grants us life through our parents. And that very parent that made all the sacrifices and was the means of bringing us to life, how does someone be the means of putting that parent to death? It is such a shame. And over, Huzoor mentioned just now, over land.
Over land, Mawlana.
Over land, over a little bit of land, or a little
Allahu
bit of inheritance,
Akbar.
People are, you know, hurting each other. Firstly, brothers argue. How do we argue with a brother, the one who we grew up with and did so much for, and they did so much for us, over a little piece of land? Beyond that, they've gone to the level of taking out a firearm and or hurting and shooting.
And many times, Mawlana Sahib, the firearms are pulled out not to maybe kill, maybe to threaten, maybe to instill fear. But anger is something. Many a time, I spoken to a person who once mentioned that, you know, we got to do this to instill fear in the hearts. But many a times, anger could provoke the person to pull the trigger.
Absolutely.
And many people have done it, because why? You think, if you test my patience, you'll you know, I'll manage it, I'll tolerate. Because many people who are pushed into the situation, Mawasab, they've taken the lives of others. It happens mistakenly. Two people were fighting, and this was a story that happened a few years ago in Durban, whereas a person was having a dispute with somebody else, and another person who was a third party, for example, and he had nothing to do with the problem. He was just standing and listening to what's happening there, and one person shot fired a bullet to scare the person with whom he was fighting. And that bullet, of course, was a frightening shot, a shot to instill fear, a warning shot, right? But the aim was wrong, and he shot somebody else.
Allahu
Akbar. And that person wasn't shot instantly that he immediately died. and his death was taken to him such a way that he was rushed to the hospital and slowly he passed away.
Rasulullah advised us already. We'll be thinking that we need to instill fear into someone else's heart. That who are we? You know, we claim to be Muslim. Rasulullah said the Muslim is the one whom another Muslim is safe from any harm that may reach him through the tongue or through the hand of another Muslim. If we claim to be Muslims, no harm should reach the Muslim through our tongues. Firearm is very far. Taking life is very far. That we see another Muslim, we should be. Why is it that when we greet each other, our universal greeting, Assalamu alaikum. May there be peace upon you. Peace, it's telling you. It's telling the next person that no harm shall reach you from my hands, from my tongue, from my body. No harm will reach you. And if we can look at what is the most harm you can cause to someone? It's taking that person's life. Taking the most physical harm you could cause to someone is taking the person's life. So what kind of, are we being believers or being hypocritical about our way?
Allah.
Hypocritical that first we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We make salam to all ibadullah salih.
We assure the person that your wealth, your family and your blood Absolutely. Are all haram upon me. We assure the person by making salam.
This is hypocritical.
And the moment we make that salam, that's the moment we have daggers for each other. We have people who are waiting with daggers to backstab us, dear viewers. Trust has been bridged here. Trust has been broken in our society, as Mu'asab has mentioned. Instilling fear in the hearts of others, frightening people, making them scared. Sometimes a person would not want to kill the person because he knows I will sit in jail, for example. Mm-hmm. But he wishes for that person to die. They pray for that person to get sick and must leave this world. Astaghfirullah. In both ways, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, whoever kills someone without the permission of Sharia, unjustly, is as if he has killed the entire humanity. Unjustly, without any reason. Like this, how many thousands of children have lost their lives? How many adults, seniors, married people, unmarried people have lost their lives unjustly because of violence, because of violating the rights of others. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, He Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Park has stated, listen to this verse. He Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran Park, and remember this verse. If you know of any person who has committed this type of sin, stop that person, dear viewers, and control your anger. Allow this verse to make a change within your heart, because our Rabb, our Creator, has stated in the Holy Quran Park, whoever kills a human without the legal repudiation of killing, or killing a human without the repudiation of causing turmoil on the earth, it will be as if he has killed all mankind. Without any reason, you're taking the life of a person without any Shari'i reason. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Park, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. It will be as if he has killed all mankind, because he has taken the life of a person without any Shari'i reason.
Zulaykum sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that even if the entire heavens and the earth, meaning the dwellers of the heavens and the earth, even if they all got together, and collaborated, worked with each other in the killing of one mu'min. In the killing of one believer, Allah Azza wa Jal will throw them all into the fire.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
What value Allah give to one life?
Allah.
One mu'min. Yet even if all the people, the jinn, the insan, all got together and killed one mu'min, that is more severe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So severe that Allah Azza wa Jal will throw them into the hellfire. We must understand, Allah Azza wa Jal gave life. Who are we to take it away? Allah Azza wa Jal gave life. Who are we to take it away? In Islam, Islam is so sensitive about this. Subhanallah teaches us to be so careful that leave others. You're not even allowed to take your own life.
Yes.
Why? Your life belongs to Allah as well. You don't own your own life. I don't own my life. Viewers of Madinah Channel, we don't own our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns our life. If you can't even take your own life, the lives of others is very far.
Some others, Mu'asab, some others have actually taken this to be a joke, and many others brag about, you know, I have killed 40 people in my life.
Yeah.
I have murdered 20 people in my life. Astaghfirullah. Can this ever be used as a place of boasting about how many people have you killed, Mark?
It's like you're announcing that I'm very proud that I'm going to go to the Hellfire. Who will announce?
Allahu
Akbar. Who will announce their flaw, their defect, that which they did wrong? They are supposed to beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. They are supposed to beg and plead that, Wallah, I made a mistake, Wallah, I'll never return to it. But to boast about that sin, there is boasting that they're going to the Hellfire. Nobody boasts about their flaws, nobody boasts about the wrong that they did in such a way that they're going to receive punishment. And what is worse, they have committed a sin. Now they are making the rest of creation witness to their sin. On the day of judgment, those people that we boasted to them about our sins, we have made them witnesses that they may stand up on the day of judgment and so I'll say, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I have witnessed this person's sin. Can a person boast about sin? You're creating witnesses to witness that you have sinned, and then you are announcing that I have done such a deed that is going to put me in the hellfire, because Allah Azza wa Jal says the one who has killed a believer intentionally, he is going to be in the hellfire.
Allah,
he will dwell in there.
Allah,
he will live there. He will stay there. So he's announcing that I'm going to go to the hellfire. What pride is this? This is foolishness. Really, the children, alhamdulillah, the children of the ummah are more intelligent than this.
Allahu Akbar. So Masab, look, there are people out there who are really tired of maybe some tyrant people in society. Some person is, you know, he's fed up, she's fed up, maybe because of an aggressive husband, very short-tempered person in the family that causes mischief, causes pressure, causes a sick feeling in the family, and others can't take the destruction of this person. Some others are hoping for the police and for the authorities to maybe take this person away. Others are praying to Allah Azza wa Jalla to be freed from this. Many others hope for bad in this way. When a person becomes a very big oppressor and he doesn't realize it, you know, people do hate my andaz, people don't like the way I'm behaving. Many a times husbands in the family assume that, you know what, I'm doing everything at home, but the family is, you know, they're in terror due to this person's habits and his way and his andaz, and the family takes a deep breath when he enters the house. Whew, he's back home.
Allah.
You know, they all are panicking and they take a deeper breath of sukoon and relief when they know he has left the home. So this should never be the case, and focus on the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding murders, regarding all these actions, dear viewers of Madini channel. In fact, the murdered one, the one who has caused the murder, think of all these narrations, and if ever life brings you to that stage where you are intending to take the life of the next person, thinking that I would live in peace, maybe you will be freed from your worldly problem that you are thinking that you are going through. But if you are safe from authorities, can you ever escape the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Can you hide from that bargah on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, if the gunah and the sin is equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed, and then it is in the rocks or on the heavens or anywhere on the earth, Allah will bring that forth on the day of Qiyamah. That gunah will be presented on the day of judgment. And you're telling me a gunah and sin such as a murder can ever be covered up? Shayad dunya mein hum chakma laga dein, oron ko hum hata dein, and people could duck and dive and come out of the problem. But on the day of Qiyamah, it's very, very difficult. Dear viewers of Madini channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to repent in His bargah. If the thought of ever taking the life of another person ever came to one's mind, then do not ever think of doing something like that, dear viewers of Madini channel. May Allah Kareem bless us with hikmat, with wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the viewers of Madini channel this understanding that we must be able to motivate others, Mulana Sahib, from not committing such a grave sin. And leave alone adults, in this day and age, even children are using weapons and children are involved in these types of crimes. May Allah have mercy on our souls. We have a beautiful karam, subhanallah. Mulana Sahib, there are much more questions that we do have with relation to maut itself and murderers and so on and so forth. And I think we will take in some of the questions, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, when we return from this kalam, inshallah. For the kalam that we will be listening to is also very important, inshallah. So please listen and watch this beautiful kalam, rejuvenate your spirits and your heart, and increase the flames of mahabba in your heart for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next few moments, we will be back with the very same program. Stay tuned with Madini channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere شکار اے میرے سرکار، غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا، ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا، خدا کا لطف ہوا ہوگا دستگیر ضرور، جو گرتے گرتے تیرا نام لے لیا ہوگا، دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی، دکھائی جائے گی محشر میں شان محبوبی، کہ آپ ہی کی خوشی آپ کا کہا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
ہزار جان فدا نرم نرم پاؤں سے، پکار سن کے اسیروں کی دوڑتا ہوگا، عزیز بچے کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے، خدا گواہ یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا، کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، کہیں گے اور نبی اذهبوا الى غیری، میرے حضور کے لب پر انا لہا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
کوئی قریب ترازو کوئی لبے کوثر، کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا، مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے، وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا، خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی، خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
کوئی کہے گا دعائی ہے یا رسول اللہ، تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچھل گیا ہوگا، شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو، کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا، کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم، وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا،
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار، اے میرے سرکار،
نشان خود خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لیوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, we are talking about massacre, we are talking about killing, murdering unjustly. May Allah Kareem save us from this destruction. And remember the beautiful sayings and teachings of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In one beautiful narration, the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself has determined the reverence of a Muslim's life to be more sacred than the reverence of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. And this hadith can be found in Sunan Ibn Majah, dear viewers of Madini channel. These excellent and most effective teachings regarding the protection of human life require one to abide by the teachings of Islam. It should protect one's honor and dignity, and it should motivate us to follow the principles of Islam, inshallah. Zawajallah, we have now come to the end of the program, and we have spoken about some of the news reports that we have received and the importance of not carrying out those actions which are the actions of shayateen and which follow the principles and teachings of Islam. And now, right at the end of the program, dear viewers, we ask our Honorable Maulana Ziyad Madani Sahib to give us some parting words, inshallah.
Inshallah. Huzur, alhamdulillah, we spoke about the wrong of killing and massacring, and there are many out there that have been so severely affected mentally, physically, emotionally by killings, by massacres. And I would like to share a message with them as well, that if you've been affected in this way, that you've lost a loved one due to an unjust murder, then remember that perhaps within this world you've gone through that difficulty. And our reaction to that, yes, in the world we can go through legal means, through the correct means, through the justice system, and don't take law into our own hands. That would cause our destruction. If someone has done wrong, we should not do wrong too.
Yes.
But remember as well that however things are within this world, justice will definitely ultimately take place in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can hide that justice. Nobody yes. can duck or run away from that justice. So have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exercise sabr, exercise patience. We know, yes, definitely it is challenging. Definitely it is difficult. But place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who will truly carry out justice on the day of judgment. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be rewarded for your sabr. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive your marhumin who have gone through.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen bi jahi khatam in the meek. Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Barakallah. Shukran Mawlana Sahib for joining us in this program and for giving such wonderful Madani pearls, especially at the end of the program. And have sabr, dear viewers of Madani channel. Upon every calamity, we should have sabr and patience and hand over our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ufawwidhu amri ila Allah. Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. As Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, if justice was not served during your lifetime, remember, He Azza wa Jalla will make justice and give justice on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. So the atom good or bad that we do in the dunya, we're going to see the outcome of it on the dunya, and we are going to be given the returns of that, dear viewers. So let's invest good, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Let's practice amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. And if you know of any person who has a lot of anger, a lot of frustration that has built in him, him or her and they speak on things like this, then the right thing to do is explain to that person from an Islamic point of view and what has Quran, what has Hadith, and what has Islam said on the subject, inshallah. Azzawajalla, you will be touched by dear viewers of Madini channel. Islam is the way of life and Islam is that beautiful religion which is true in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has guided its followers through all walks of life. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we make dua in the court of Allah azzawajalla. Right at the end of the program, may Allah Kareem grant happiness and contentment to the hearts of those that have suffered this type of destruction by losing your loved ones in this way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full recompensation of that and grant us sabr and patience. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Until next time, dear viewers of Madini channel, keep reciting Durud-e Pak upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of